Sex is the glue that holds a couple together through thick and thin. But when you've been with one person for many years, it can be tricky to light that spark. Luckily, I've asked four other sex experts, along with myself, to give you their best advice for making this year your best sexual year yet. And please make sure to stick around until the end because there's some really great advice. Hi, I'm Dr. Trina Reed, sexologist, and thank you for subscribing to the Pursuit of Pleasure podcast, where we do a deep dive into what makes women in long-term relationships excited to have sex. Please check out my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbook. The link will be in the description. Now, before we start, I challenge you and your partner to find at least one idea from the following 5 sexperts that's going to help you both to open up your sexual pleasure and fun and have your best sexual year yet. So, Kevin, what expert advice would you give for having the best sex of your life this year?
I love this question. My expert advice for having the best sex this year is to treat sex the way that you would treat anything else. In other words, when people are interested in something and they want to learn something or they want to be good at something, they put a ton of time and effort and energy into it. They'll read books about it. They'll watch YouTube videos about it. They'll hire coaches for it, right? But then when it comes to sex, they just fumble around in the dark. And they just like randomly try stuff. And they're like, I don't know, let's see if this works. I don't know what she likes. I don't know what he likes, right? So if you really want to have the best sex this year, treat it the way you would any other thing that you love, that you're really interested in, right? So that means learn about it. Take the time to learn about it, right? Read some books, watch my videos, listen to my podcast, listen to your podcasts, right? Go out and hire a coach. Like the best way to shorten the learning curve is to work with somebody that's already figured it out, right? You don't have to recreate the wheel. Somebody can help you do it. And if you really treat sex like that, you're going to have the best sex of your life. Now, having said all that, I don't want you to approach this as a job. This isn't a job. This isn't work. This is fun. This is play. Think about it like this, guys. Maybe you're really into golf. How much energy do you invest in golf, right? You're watching golf tutorial videos. You're out there every weekend. You're trying out different clubs, like anything you can to get an advantage. Treat sex like that. I'm going to be there every weekend. I'm going to try out some new toys, right? I'm going to invest in it because that's how you have a really great sex life. None of us were taught when we were younger what it means to have a really great sex life. So we have to learn it. Right. And so this idea that we can just kind of like go on autopilot and just it should all work out and it'll just magically be great. It's really not true. So we have to invest time and energy. And hey, if you're going to invest time and energy in anything, wouldn't you want to invest it in something that's a lot of fun and really pleasurable? I mean, I know that new series on Netflix is entertaining, but is it as good as a really powerful orgasm? I think not. So make this year the best ever. Invest in yourself. Invest in your sex life. Take the time to really learn, explore, and have fun.
So, Susan, what is your expert advice for having the best sex next year?
My expert advice for having the best sex this year is to learn new things together. New relationship energy. When you think about a long-term relationship, it's great because you've got a lot of trust. You feel seen, you feel cared for, but it can get a little boring. And so what creates more relationship energy, more excitement about your sexuality is beginning as beginners and trying new things together. So sometimes I like to have couples check out my sex life bucket list because that gives them 48 different, very advanced erotic play dates that they can see. Oh my God, I never even thought we should try that, or I forgot about that, or we talked about it, or we did it once. Let's do it and get good at it. And I think that's the thing that makes sex even better all the time.
So, Amy, can you tell us your best advice for having the best sex this year?
My advice for having the best sex this year is very simple and it's only two words. Slow down. I think so many couples rush through sex. They rush through everything. They do everything quick. They're in a hurry. They're trying to get it over with. They're trying to get to the next thing. And when you can really slow down and savor the experience and enjoy all of the different touches and explore different pressure, kisses, light, dark, play with toys, all of those things, you experience and you can get to such elevated heights of pleasure and connection. There's so many people that are just rushing through it and they're just trying to get it over with. Like, yes, I know I need to have sex. Fine, we'll have sex. Okay. And then at the end of it, I mean, they're glad they did it, but they're kind of like, it was okay. It was fine. There was nothing wrong with it, but there wasn't really anything all that amazing with it either. And when you slow down and make sure that sex is not just a good experience for everybody, but an outstanding experience for everybody, it completely transforms the way that you think about sex, the way that you approach it, the way that you desire it, because you know that it is going to be a really transformational experience. And this goes for male partners as well. Women have been trained, and men have as well, in thinking that when we are performing oral sex or giving manual stimulation, that it needs to be like super, super fast. And same thing, men really enjoy slow, light touches, gentle exploration of the entire body. Don't focus just on the genitals. Explore the chest, the skin, the nipples, so many different areas. Kiss all the different areas for 15 minutes long before you get down into exploring his amazing cock. So, but when you're really slowing down through the whole experience, it is going to enhance everything for everybody. It helps to build that erotic energy, not just within the bedroom, but also outside of the bedroom. And the building of that erotic energy, that's flirty texts, that's sweet gestures, all of those different types of things. And that will also help with emotional intimacy. And as we all know, as I'm sure you talk about quite frequently, emotional intimacy is the building block for physical intimacy, especially for women and responsive desire types. So slow down. Don't rush to the finish line. Focus on pleasure, not orgasm. And all of these will help you have the best sex in this new year.
So Dr. Mintz, what is your expert advice for having the best sex in this new year?
My expert advice for having the best sex in this new year is the same advice that I have been giving for every year and will continue for every year going forward, and that is to communicate about sex. As one of my favorite clients once said after she learned sexual communication, communication is the bedrock to make your bed rock. And we know this is true. Couples who communicate effectively about sex have better sex and better relationship satisfaction. So communicate outside the bedroom. Make it a part of jokes and innuendos, everyday conversations. Communicate before sex. What are your boundaries? What do you want to do? What do you want to try? Even with a long-term partner. Communicate during sex. Faster, slower. I want to try this. Communicate after sex. How was that for you? And how could it be better? Did you like when I tried that new thing or not? And communicate to solve any sexual problems that come up, but try to do so outside of the bedroom, not in the throes of passion. So in terms of a research-based strategy, it's all about communication. I certainly have other things I'd like people, especially women, to do, like use lube, use vibrators, but everything can be subsumed under communication because that would be a conversation. Mm-hmm. I want to try a vibrator. I want to try a new lube. So communication is the bedrock and the core of making your sex better this year, next year, and for the rest of your life.
So my advice for making this your best sexual year ever is for both of you to ask what she wants and how you both can help her lean into the pleasure she asked for. So here's some breaking news. The majority of women do not know what it feels like to fully relax into her pleasure. Maybe it's assumed that receiving pleasure is a no-brainer, that once she's swept away in her desires, of course, it's so easy to receive pleasure, but that's simply not true. Receiving pleasure does not come naturally or spontaneously. This is a learned skill that requires practice and mastery. So here's a radical idea. What if, once in a while, she puts her sexual needs first and taking care of her partner's needs becomes secondary? That is, if her partner orgasms, great, but if not, oh well. She lets her partner's pleasure be their responsibility, not hers. Yet, and here's the part that might set off a lot of triggers, she insists her partner take care of her needs. And let's say what she wants is a no-strings-attached massage or a sudsy shower where her partner gives her body some lovely TLC. Or maybe she wants to try tantric breathing because she's always been curious but never knew how to bring it up with her partner, or whatever she wants to do. So this is the point where the majority of women will have this internal chatter saying her partner will not want to do this. And my answer to those majority of women is your partner wants you to be sexually satisfied, and they desperately want you to tell them what satisfies you. So if you want this, and who doesn't, but don't know where to start, then please give each other the Melba app to explore sensuality and rediscover your pleasure with their immersive experiences. Melba has over 400,000 satisfied couples, and the best part about this is you and your partner can try Melba for free. I hope you found that helpful, and I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on how you and your partner are using these wonderful tips to reignite your relationship spark. Please check out the Melba app to explore your sensuality and rediscover pleasure, and please grab my free 5 Pleasure Secrets of Satisfied Couples handbook. The links to the experts and the products will be in the description, and thank you for liking and subscribing. Did you like this podcast? Then make sure to check out this next one.